The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe, where I'm going to be sharing with you my top 13 tips or strategies, if you will, for boosting your engagement on Instagram. First and foremost, let me just address that a lot of people report that their views and engagement have decreased recently. In fact, according to a poll that I recently ran on my Instagram stories, 89% of my followers report that their views and engagement have gone down over the last few months. So this tells us that if you are in that boat as well, if your views and engagement have gone down, you're not alone. It's taking place all across Instagram right now. And compared to everyone else, your views and engagement might not be as low as you think they are. They might be lower than your own views and engagement were in the past, but they're not drastically or significantly lower than everyone else on Instagram. And so maybe that's a word of encouragement for you. Also, another word of encouragement is that that's very normal for this time of year. September, October, and the beginning of November are some of the worst months in terms of social media engagement for numerous reasons. And generally speaking, the end of November, heading into December and January are some of the better times of year in terms of Instagram and social media engagement. So hopefully there are good things on the horizon. But with that being said, let's get into my 13 strategies slash tips slash pieces of advice to help you increase your engagement on Instagram. First of all, use a call to action on every single post that you make. And don't just put your call to action in the caption or burying it down at the bottom of your caption. Put your call to action in the actual video. Put it on the actual picture. Put your CTA in the content so it's right in front of people's faces and they know what you want them to do. When you ask people to act, it significantly increases the odds that they are going to act. So put your CTA in the content. Tip number two, use color psychology. Color psychology is basically the idea that different colors elicit different emotional responses within our viewers. So the color green means go, right? The color red means stop. The color yellow creates attention and it grabs people's eyeballs. The color blue has been shown to create trust. So I would recommend Googling color psychology, reading up on some of the different colors that you use in your brand, and consider even adding in some new colors to your social media content to help encourage people on a subconscious level to engage or interact in the way you want them to. Tip number three is to use the 10x2 method, which is a method created by Steve Meller, who we've had on this podcast before. But essentially, the 10x2 method is selecting 10 of the top accounts and 10 of the most popular hashtags in your niche or industry and engaging with those people on a daily basis. Now, when I say engaging, I am not saying to leave a thoughtless comment that says, beautiful, love this, so great. Instead, I'm encouraging you to leave a comment that shows that you actually consumed their post, that you're thinking about what they shared, you're complimenting them, you're asking a question, and you are absolutely not trying to siphon off followers back to yourself. You are not saying, hey, come check out my profile, come check out my post. Oh, hey, I made some great tips about this too. No, what we're doing is leaving thoughtful, engaging comments to be a part of the conversation with other people in our industry and niche. Tip number four is to create looping reels, reels that appear to seamlessly end and transition right back to the beginning. So you can't even really tell when the reel ended and when it started over again. These are great for increasing view duration, which is the length of time that someone watches your reel. And of course, that also increases the view rate or the rate of time that people are watching your reel. So creating looping reels is a great growth hack. As you know, we have dozens of social media accounts, each with their own login, and many of which are run by virtual assistants and team members. So of course, the question is, how do we safely and efficiently share this login information? Well, we use a password manager. With NordPass Business Password Manager, you'll save time and energy, which allows you and your team to focus on what matters most. You can try NordPass Business now with a 3-month free trial by going to nordpass.com/tribe with the code TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E. NordPass makes it safe and easy for you and your team to access social media and any other business accounts. They're able to log into your accounts in seconds, securely share sensitive information with each other, and it's all backed by the highest standard of cybersecurity. Recently, you may have heard the news that dozens of Meta employees were laid off because of a data breach. And so my question is, who should be the first to know about a breach of your company's data? A customer? A competitor? Maybe a news outlet? Studies show that it takes businesses, on average, 212 days to identify a breach. A data breach is already a very serious, costly situation, and that sort of significant delay can significantly increase the damages caused. NordPass can identify vulnerabilities early with one of the most robust breach scanners on the market. Breach monitoring will also proactively scan the web 24/7 for data breaches that involve your online accounts and will notify you in real time. That means you don't have to check manually for data breaches and hacks. You can stay focused on what matters most, and NordPass can take care of the rest. And you can check out NordPass Business now with a 3-month free trial by going to nordpass.com/tribe with the code TRIBE. Again, that's NordPass, NordPass.com/tribe. And don't forget to use the code TRIBE for your 3-month free trial. Tip number 5 is trend forecasting on TikTok for Instagram Reels. Trends typically blow up on TikTok 1 to 2 weeks before they appear on Instagram Reels. And so I would recommend spending some time on TikTok, identifying what trends you could use on Instagram, and then being one of the first people to use those trends on Instagram to really set yourself apart and get ahead of the wave of all the other people who are going to be using that trending song once it starts blowing up on Instagram. Tip number 6 is to incentivize engagement. And basically what this means is rather than just asking people to act, reward them for acting. And there's many different ways to do this. There's many different ways to incentivize engagement. You can do it with a giveaway. You can do it with selecting a follower of the week. You can do it with creating some sort of club. If people are familiar with Gary Vee's 60 second club, where he used to reward the people who engaged during the first 60 seconds after he made a new post, there are multiple ways to incentivize engagement, but doing so is a great way to get people to act. So although I don't recommend incentivizing engagement on every single post, doing so from time to time is a great way to boost your engagement. Tip number 7 is delayed comment liking. So you know how when you get a comment on your Instagram posts, you can reply to it and you can also like it. There's a little tiny like button over on the right-hand side. And also you can now double tap right on a comment and it will like the comment. I do recommend engaging and following up and replying to the comment immediately, but I don't recommend liking the comment immediately. Instead, for this strategy, what you're going to do is when you make your next post, when you make whatever your new post is, go back to the post you had made before that, your previous post, and like all of the comments that other people had left. This will send a notification to their Instagram profile. This will alert them that there's been some kind of engagement taking place on your account with their username, and it will increase the odds that they are shown your post and or that they click on your profile and visit your newest post altogether. So from now on, when you get comments, don't like them right away. Instead, delay the comment liking until the next post is made. Tip number 8 is to always ask follow-up questions when you can. When you're getting comments on your Instagram feed posts, asking follow-up questions is a great way to create conversation. And those conversations count as extra engagement. Every additional comment just helps you reach more people and it helps you in the eyes of the algorithm. So don't just say thank you. Don't just reply with an emoji. Ask people follow-up questions and actually spend some time thinking about this and treating people like human beings in order to strike up genuine conversations. I remember as my Instagram account first started to take off and I first started to get really serious about it and try to stay consistent, I was very quickly overwhelmed by the amount of comments and direct messages I was receiving. It felt like I was spending all day long just answering questions and replying to comments, sending people direct messages, and it would be sometimes 2, 3, or 4 in the afternoon before I could even get to the real work of getting to my email inbox and handling things in our actual business. And that's one of the tough things about growing a social media following and trying to build your business on social media is that all of those boxes have to be checked. You have to be responding to comments, staying engaged, and answering direct messages, and you have to do all of the other things in your business. Oh, and by the way, you still only have 24 hours in your day, so good luck exercising, spending time with your family, taking care of yourself, or just doing anything else that you need. That's where our friends at Belay can help. Belay has been helping busy leaders outsource, grow, and scale their businesses By intentionally pairing clients with U.S.-based virtual assistants, accounting specialists, social media managers, and web specialists. One of the most common questions we get when we talk about outsourcing is where do you start? And this is a great place to go. Belay is currently offering a free download of their CEO's book, Rise Up and Lead Well, How Leveraging an Assistant Will Change Your Life and Maximize Your Time. Just text the word TRIBE, that's T-R-I-B-E, to the number 55123 to get your free copy today. Again, that's TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to 55123. Accomplish more, juggle less, modern staffing from Belay. Tip number 9, always share your feed posts to your stories, but don't cover them up. I don't know where it started, but there's this popular quote unquote strategy where people will share their feed posts to their stories and they'll put some sort of sticker over the top of the feed post to kind of create curiosity and cover it up. And from what I've heard, from what I have seen from polling my own followers, that's viewed as tacky and just kind of spammy, like not super genuine. It's kind of like you're trying to trick people and people see right through it. So I don't recommend covering up your posts when you share them onto your stories. Just share them onto your stories, and better yet, share them with an actual way to create curiosity. So rather than just covering up the post with a sticker, what if you added a poll sticker that got people thinking? Or what if before you shared your post to your story, you put up a quiz sticker and it was a quiz that a lot of people were going to get wrong, and then you were going to show them the right answer in your feed post? Or maybe your feed post shares some sort of opinion or controversial thought, and you're going to get people's feedback beforehand so they start to get opinionated, they start to think about their stance, and then you share your stance. So yes, create curiosity, but don't do it in a way that you're just covering up your post thoughtlessly. Put some thought and intention into the way you create your curiosity. Tip number 10, share some sort of breaking news. In every industry, or almost every industry, there's breaking news, there's celebrities, there's drama, there's something that's grabbing headlines. If you look on Twitter, you'll find it. If you read enough headlines, you'll see it. Maybe there's even a way that you can relate something that isn't necessarily directly tied to your business or your industry, and you can relate it to your niche. So I would recommend spending some time considering what is breaking news in your industry. And of course, not every post is going to be breaking news, but if you can be one of the first people to report on something that is newsworthy, it's a great way to increase shares and engagement. Tip number 11 is the 2-second rule. The 2-second rule is a common rule that is followed in a lot of TV shows and movies. And essentially what it is that every 2 seconds, there's some sort of change or cut in the video, whether it's a change of scene, whether it's a change of pacing, whether there's some sort of editing or transition. Having a cut every 2 seconds helps people stay paying attention and stay engaged with your content all the way till the end. Tip number 12 is to create your reels with specific engagement in mind. So when you are creating your reel, ask yourself, what kind of engagement is this post most likely going to get? Is this a long list of educational tips that people are going to definitely want to save for later? Well, if that's the case, then you should be asking people to save. Create reels with specific kinds of engagement in mind, and then ask them to act upon that engagement. Going back to tip number 10 about breaking news is something that people share. They send with each other, they share it on their stories. And so if you can create a piece of content that is breaking news, and then you know that people are going to most likely share it, well, then what should you ask them to do? You should ask them to share it. So create reels and create content in general with specific forms of engagement in mind. And then whatever that kind of engagement is, ask for it. Tip number 13 is strategic collaborations. Essentially, find other people in your niche or industry who have a similar level of followers and/or engagement that you have, and then create a partnership with them. Create a real friendship and relationship with them and collaborate with them on a post together. That way, you're essentially allowing both of your audiences an opportunity to engage rather than just one. Ultimately, though, I'll give you one bonus tip. Just stay consistent. Keep posting at least one post per day on Instagram. Really, it's at least one reel per day, if not 2 or 3 or even more posts per day onto your Instagram. Consistency is absolutely king. Engagement is always going to be variable. There's always going to be seasons and posts and just times where one post will do great and a lot of posts won't do so great. So a great way to increase the odds that you have more posts doing great is to post more. So I want to encourage you to stop overthinking it, stop trying to make perfect content, and just press post. Stay consistent, keep sharing with your audience, keep building your tribe, and as always, happy networking.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.